Cyber threats have become an everyday occurrence, from efforts to hack into corporate accounts to steal personal information, to international attempts to find facts about voters and manipulate election results. Policymakers and elected officials are paying more attention, but there are still concerns about a lack of focus and a lack of financial investment put toward improving the situation. Last week, Arizona opened the new Cyber Command Center. As its name implies, the center is intended to be the place for coordination by local, state, and federal cybersecurity officials. Tim Romer, the director of the Arizona Department of Homeland Security, joins me with more details. Tim, why a new Cyber Command Center, and what difference can this make?
The brand new Arizona Cyber Command Center allows us as cybersecurity professionals that are entrusted with protecting cybersecurity for the state of Arizona and the data of all of our citizens, it gives us the resources we need in the 21st century in modern times to protect that data and protect our technology infrastructure. It does so by allowing us the capability of working under one roof, working under the same roof in the same facility as partners in law enforcement, our federal partners, state and locals. It helps us respond to cyber incidents in real time, both on the preventative side, but God forbid we get in those worst day scenarios where there is a cyber incident. It helps us respond quickly to mitigate those threats. It does so in a wide variety of ways, not just having the physical capacity space, but also having, you know, the computers, the screens, our communications equipment, and other areas. That all gives us the ability to better protect Arizona against rising cyber attacks.
Well, just how much of a target is Arizona? Is Arizona, I mean, obviously every place is getting attacked, one would think, but when it comes down to Arizona and what your team has done to this point, just how much of a difference has it made to have folks focusing on cybersecurity here?
Well, it makes a huge difference. As you noted, everybody is a target right now. So Arizona isn't really all that different, but we can be different in the way that we respond proactively to the cyber threats. Now, we're never going to be able to guarantee 100% certainty. Cybersecurity is way too complex. We have many partners working together on this, and it's a very fluid situation. It evolves every day. It is basically an all day, every day, 24/7, 365, wide variety of threat actors and a wide variety of cyber attacks coming after us. It has really escalated since the start of the pandemic. That's because since the start of the pandemic, we as society have put more of our emphasis and reliance on technology. The criminal hackers that are out there, they know this. They are now trying to scan for those vulnerabilities, exploit those vulnerabilities, and take advantage of our teleworkers at home. We can't allow that to happen. We need to continue to meet those challenges in modernizing our ability to defend our networks.
Is this something that needs to have, frankly, more financial investment in it as a defense mechanism for a state like Arizona or for the country itself?
Yes, absolutely. We do need more federal funding when it comes to cybersecurity, because when it comes to protecting critical infrastructure in a wide variety of other areas that are important to all 50 states, we need that type of investment from the federal government. Now, the feds have been doing a pretty good job over the last couple of years. They're giving more and more of the ability to, like our State Department of Homeland Security, which I run, we have the ability to push more money towards the cybersecurity side of the house. But it sometimes is a little bit of robbing Peter to pay Paul. If I take that funding and they're saying you can use that for cyber, I might need to take it away from the counterterrorism, you know, training and mission, which I don't feel all that comfortable doing, because that is a huge threat that keeps me up at night as well. So I applaud the direction that we're trying to go for the most part as a nation, and as Washington is trying to put more money towards cybersecurity, for example, in the infrastructure bill. But who knows, with politics being what it is these days, there's no guarantee that those bills are going to move forward. I would tell you that, you know, that direction, you know, the $1 billion that has been set aside in the infrastructure bill for cybersecurity for state and locals, that would make a significant impact on our ability to get that funding not only to the state level agencies, but the locals, especially rural Arizona, those cities, those towns, those counties that don't have what they need to protect it on the cyber front. And believe me, they're as much a target as your larger cities and counties are.
Certainly, Arizona has been one of the shining stars economically coming out of the worst of the pandemic. We're seeing some tech companies bringing in manufacturing, but there's also the call center aspect. And when you talk about the use of more technology when it comes to that, is that something that when businesses move here to do whatever they're doing, is that a conversation that has to be had with your department?
Yes, it does. And I'm partnering more with the Arizona Chamber of Commerce, the Arizona Commerce Authority, and others to get that word out there. And that's why the launch of our Cyber Command Center was so imperative, because it sends that message to the private sector companies that are coming here, that the state is behind you, that we're putting resources, that we can have more information sharing programs, and that we're here to assist them. We're really fortunate, as you noted, that, you know, our economy is booming and strong underneath Governor Ducey's leadership, and we want to keep it that way. Cyber attacks can be damaging on so many different levels, and it definitely can be damaging on an economic level. That's why we say, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That will save us down the road. I look at too many cities and states around the country. They throw a lot of money at cybersecurity after a major data breach has taken place, and that's not a recipe for success. You have to be proactive. You have to be investing in it on the front end. You could invest a fraction of that cost on the front end. It will prevent it from succeeding, hopefully, and you won't get to that point of needing the tens of millions of dollars. But, you know, let's say $1 million or $2 million up front can really save you.
You played a large role in developing this new center. Was there something at the core of the state's cyber defense that you wanted to come up with to fill? Was there some sort of concern specifically? If there was, or if there is, how did you go about identifying those and figuring out what the priority should be?
Well, the gap that I wanted to fill specifically with the Cyber Command Center is that I was in the facility in the ACTIC, the Arizona Counterterrorism and Information Center, specifically in the area that we remodeled for the new Cyber Command Center. I was there on election night on hashtag Protect 2020, as we say within the cybersecurity industry. I was there and I couldn't help but realize that room had all the capabilities and potential in the world, but it was nowhere near what we needed it to be to better protect the state. It was a bunch of cubicles not facing the right direction. I had one TV in there. I could only watch one station at a time. I didn't have the right hookups for my team to share their computer screen and what they were seeing with all of us. So it was a bunch of people working in silos from a lot of different agencies, and we had no sharing capability, we had no communications capability, and it was really lacking. So the void that we're filling is we now have a facility that when it comes to an election night or a cyber incident or anything else, our cybersecurity professionals have the resources and the facility they need to be able to meet those challenges head on.
That is Tim Romer. He's director of the Arizona Department of Homeland Security. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.